Now here we're going to give a very, very brief proof of this result. There are many, many other ways to prove that this is just a brief outline. The way we're going to do it is this. Well, first of all, we're going to show that by selecting F matrix, F2 and L2 in such a way using the Riccati equation, we can show that a U matrix, U trans function, a V trans function are inner and co-inner. And not only that, the U tilde GC is actually totally unstable, and GF V tilde is totally unstable. This will give us a way of separating the optimization problem into some very, very special case. Now, we note that all the controllers, all the stabilizing controller of the system can be written in a linear fraction transformation form. Remember, from the controller parameterization chapter, we know that all the controller can be parameterized in this form with any F and L that they are stabilizing. For example, A plus B2, F is stable, and A plus L2, C2 is stable. So here we are basically just choosing a special F and L. So there's no difference at all. But what is nice about it is that by choosing F and L in such a way, we have those transformations U and V to be inner and co-inner, so they can be used to simplify the calculation. So after doing that, plug it in, and then we can write all the closed-loop transfer matrix in this form, where you notice that the first two terms does not involve the Q. The only last term involves the free parameters Q. And if we calculate the two norm of the transfer matrix from W to Z, we note that, we have shown on the top of that, U tilde and GC is in H2 poor. That is, U and GC are orthogonal. Okay, this is very important. That is, GC and U actually is orthogonal in a two different space. So they can, the two norm of the whole summation can be written as a summation of two terms, the first term and the second term involved U, because they are orthogonal. Now, because U is an inner, so it doesn't not change the norm, so we can actually drop the U. So the first second term becomes F2GF minus QV, because U is an inner, so it doesn't change the norm. Now we notice that in the second term, again, GF and V is orthogonal, because GFV tilde is anti-stable. Remember, G, F, and V, and U and GC are all themselves are stable, but since GF and V tilde is unstable, so that means GF and V is actually orthogonal. So again, we can write the two norm as a summation of square of two norms. So in this case, again, we can write the second term as G2GF two norm square plus the QV two norm square, but again V is a co-inner, so it doesn't change the norm. So we end up with now the two norm of W, the transfer function from W to Z, is equal to the summation of three terms. The first two term does not depends on the Q, okay, and only last term, and the last term is a function of Q. Is exactly the two norm. Now if you want to minimize the two norm over all stabilizing controllers, which means over all possible stable transfer matrices, transfer matrix Q, then of course the best thing you can do is take Q equal to zero. So you will end up with the smallest two norm. So indeed, if taking Q equal to zero gives you the optimal controller, and indeed that's the case. If you take Q equal to zero, then you end up with the optimal controller we wanted.